The War with Iran, and Geopolitics. Chuck Jines documenting the human experience, just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful, chuckjines.com. Interesting looking at this from a geopolitical lens rather than ethnicities and things, and just, you know, kind of just look at it as the nature of a nation state and kind of what is going on around the world from various nations, right? Everybody is looking for homogeny, right? All of the powers around the world are all looking for homogeny in their areas, right? That's what we're doing with this reenactment kind of the Monroe document, right? We want to control what's going on. That's his deal with Greenland, Venezuela, right? And there's some legitimacy to this stuff, for sure, right? We can't have Venezuela shipping oil to China, our greatest enemy. And, you know, there's all kinds of things to consider. We want to control, as a nation state, as every nation state does, wants to control what's going on in their hemisphere, right? This is a natural propensity. It has nothing to do with any ethnicities or any particular nation state. All nation states are trying to do this kind of thing. Let's look at with the Ukraine war and Russia. As I said at the time, was it 5 years ago, 4 years ago? We could go back in the podcast. You know, looking at it from Putin's eyes, right? All of this neocon activity talking about putting armament along his borders. And as I said at the time, well, how would we like it if China all of a sudden was going to be putting ballistic missiles along our Canadian border? How would we respond to that as a nation state, right? So what is going on in Iran right now? Well, Israel wants military homogeny in that region. They have a lot of plans, a lot of goals. They're an expansionist state, as most nation states are, right? And they want homogeny in that region. And what stands in their way is Iran. And so they have advocated for a long time, because they've had a long-term plan, to decapitate and to take out the Ayatollah. You know, I have been told, and you have been told for at least 35 years that from Israel, that Iran is like weeks away. I do believe Trump has said that recently. Again, if I'm not mistaken, even though he said he annihilated the program 7 months ago or 8 months ago, you know, they're always a couple of weeks away from having a usable nuclear bomb. And of course, our CIA and our intelligence had told the Trump administration that wasn't the case. So he fired them, and, you know, it goes with the Israeli intelligence. So we got dragged into this. Marco Rubio clearly said that Israel was going. And so we backed their play, basically, right? Israel said they were going, so we backed their play. Very simply, we were just dragged into a war, Iran. Just, you know, and it's incredible because what are the stakes here? I mean, the disruptions. It's almost... I don't know if they realize what will happen. I think they do if they get what their objective is. I mean, stop with all this. It's no longer about regime change. It's been about regime change for a long time. That's what Trump has been talking about. That's what Bibi's been talking about and is still talking about, right? It didn't go down like Trump originally thought, so now it's not about regime change anymore. It's always been about regime change because a nation state wants homogeny militarily, economically, over the resources. But look at you know, if you actually did topple that regime and you left a nation of 100 million people in chaos, just like we did in Iraq and did in Libya, and oh my God, all of the assets and resources to world energy that are in that area and that are at risk, and some of them have been hit. They hit an oil refinery in Saudi Arabia. The Strait of Hormuz right now is essentially closed down because they hit a couple oil tankers, which now making it leery for ships going through, right? look at the repercussions of this, and to think that, well, we're just back in our we're back in their play, you know. So if there's any questions anymore about the influence on our politics and our foreign policy being controlled by Israel, I think Marco Rubio was clear, crystal clear yesterday. They were going anyway, and so we just backed their play. Wow. You could have told them no. Does anybody ever tell Israel no? No, you ain't doing that. What about that? That was an option, to tell them no. How did we get drug into by that little tiny country of 9 million people? What happened to the guy of no more wars? Amazing. Amazing. Further amazing is that the amount of these Trump supporters, just, I mean, regardless of what the guy does, he's always right, regardless if he's wrong. You know, I don't know. But, you know, geopolitically, there's a lot of stuff going on, and we are no longer the sole superpower in the world. I don't know if people realize this, man. There are some serious, serious threats out there, and China is like, ought to be a real concern, and you better hope they don't get involved. You know, everybody needs that energy from there, right? Everybody needs that energy, and at some point, if this escalates, you can bet that China's going to step in and say, nah, that's the end of that, man. You know, all for what? For what? How did we get tangled up into this? That's how. You know, and sadly enough, outside of geopolitics, unfortunately, all of this is driven by a Bronze Age Bible story. If you can truly try to get your mind around the idea that the Israelis claim legal deed, as Michael Huckabee recently said in the interview with Tucker Carlson, the claim, the deed, the right for this Israeli nation to exist is located, I believe it's, is it Genesis 15? Really? Okay, then. Wow, 2026, and here we are with the priestly instinct, I guess, as Nietzsche would call it. But we were drug into this, and so there's some natural things, tendencies of nation states to pay attention to, and they're universal. So everybody is looking for homogeneity in their area. They're all looking for their best interests for themselves, right? And one of the things that I don't like about some aspects of Jewish culture is this idea that everybody else is here to serve them. They're using us. They're using our military. Very expensive, too. I mean, it's just incredibly expensive. And we don't have any money. And this is not America first. This is Israel first. And we got drug into this to use our military to secure Israeli homogeny in the area. With not much forethought at the repercussions of the chaos that is underway. It's just really, really incredible. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll watch this unfold. And it's a frightening world today, for sure, globally. And you know, gas prices are going up already. Of course, stock market is crashing. American troops are dying. American citizens are trapped all over the Middle East because the airports are down. And it's a global disruption. And we got involved because Israel apparently controls our foreign policy.